Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shudarel. Hello. Today, I would like to talk about democratic values and go over them one by one and see how can we realize these values so they will truly become the code by which we live our life. Yael, please. Yeah, today we'd like to talk about equality. It's a very central value in democracy. All of us really want equality, we want to feel equal, we want to feel free. Each of us wants to feel that he's really valuable. On the other hand, we see that there is a big inequality to begin with, starting with the differences between the rich and the poor, and also between people. We treat differently people with different opinions. We treat differently people of a different origin, religion. Even if someone likes a different soccer team than I do, I treat them in a completely different way. So it's a value that all of us would like to have present in our lives, but nonetheless we feel that we're doing something really wrong. So first of all, we'd like to know what is true equality, and we'd like to open with the question that we're not equal to begin with. We have different traits, different qualities. Someone's tall, someone's short. We behave differently in the same situations, but still we have an inner yearning for equality. So the question is, where does this yearning come from, and is it realistic? That's a serious question. The yearning for equality developed in humanity gradually, bit by bit. And maybe today we can say that, yes, people have some kind of inclination towards equality, relatively. But for thousands of years, people did not feel an inclination towards equality because, to begin with, they accepted that we're not equal. He's older, he's smarter, he's stronger, he came from a privileged family, and so on. Both men and also women, and the differences between men and women, and so on. And therefore, to this day, we see that it's impossible. We have the royal couple from England that just had a baby. So what? He's equal to someone who was born in Africa? What equality? There is no equality. We as if want for all of us to be equal. Where does this come from? It doesn't come from human nature. It comes because we're discovering ourselves bit by bit that we're all interconnected in one system. And this is something that we're discovering for thousands of years. And in that one system that we exist in, if the entire system is interconnected integrally, in a whole and complete way, then there, everyone actually determines the entire well-being of the system, like cogwheels that we're all interconnected in. So, what happens is that each of the wheels determines everything for all the rest of the wheels, because if one wheel's missing, then that's it. The mechanism can't work, like in a clock. Suppose you have 1,000 different cogwheels, but if something happens to one of them, then that's it. You can throw away the entire watch. So, the more we advance throughout human history, throughout our evolution, and we have a stronger and stronger connection between all the parts of nature, the still, vegetative, animate, and human beings, and the interdependence that we discover through science, through the studies of ecology, So we actually see that each detail is as important as the entire system, because it determines the well-being of the entire system. And so there's such an interconnection between these parts where each determines the fate of the other. And if so, here there's a quality that I'm important as he is, and he is important as I am, and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter that someone smarter or stronger or well-known, if he has, suppose, special discernments or something, or a person was born with some special qualities and I wasn't. But everyone, if it's really an integral society where all the ties between everyone are revealed, then there's no difference. Everyone's equal. So how do we reach equality? By educating people for them to understand that they are reciprocally connected, that they're in an integral society, like a small village, where we're all interdependent. And if so, in this interdependence, we have to have mutual responsibility, mutual consideration, and if everyone treats the others this way, where a person understands from his education that his well-being depends on the well-being of others, his future depends on the future of others, everything. If so, we achieve equality, because it doesn't matter if someone's great or small. Like in a family, the baby is the head of the family. Why? Because the entire family is reviving around the baby. How does the baby feel, and this and that? So, if we really feel that we're all connected to one system, we'll have no problem with everyone's freedom, equality, and everything else. Can we feel connected in one system? It all depends on the education, but ideally wise, if to depict it, then yes, this is possible. You're talking about equality as the measure of the importance of each individual inside the system, meaning we're equally important, on condition that we discover that the system is integral, meaning that it is entirely interconnected. Suppose, like, I don't know, like with a computer. In a big computer, you have tens of thousands of details. Break some capacitor, resistor, something, and see what happens. Nothing will work. There are systems that it will partially impair their functioning, and possibly that it will impair the entire system, like in an aircraft, a small part. But if it's an important part, we understand what that can do. It has to be an inner feeling, because I have to feel that everyone, even someone who's very far from me and he's stuck in some hole I don't know where, he is an essential, important part of that functioning system. We start from something small, from your city, or even from a certain area inside a city, or even from your building. So to start developing this feeling in ever-growing circles. Yeah. Now, all those people that we talked about, that were like cogwheels in one system, does everyone have the same rights? We're equally important. Does everyone have the same rights? I don't think so. Why? In a family, does everyone have the same rights? The question is, you see, you have a family and you don't even know how to answer that. What are rights? Very good. Answer that first. So this is why I came here, for you to answer these questions. What are rights, really? Rights? A privilege. We're talking about equal rights. To tell you the truth, in the system that we're talking about, the ability to bestow good to others. Zchut, privilege, or right in Hebrew from the word zakut, purity. To the extent to which I can bestow to others, this is my privilege. So before we rise to that level, I want to go down to our level today. So you mean rights egoistically wise? Yes. Okay, we can also say that that exists. It means that I'm careful not to enter the realm of the other with my rights. Okay, when we're talking about rights, usually we're talking about something that I deserve. This is the approach, what I deserve. And we want for everyone to get the same. The same isn't good. You need the same things as I do? I wouldn't buy these earrings and the necklace. What do you mean, the same? And I don't eat what you eat. And that's how it is with everything. So what does it mean, the same for everyone? Yeah, but I do want fundamental rights. I want freedom. I want freedom of speech, freedom of opinion. I want certain rights that allow me to have good opportunities in life. And so that everyone will have good opportunities. This is something that we don't really see happening today. And also, I think there's a feeling that the more I'll achieve, the better off I'll be. So I want more rights. Rights, it's like I'm collecting for myself good things and opportunities to fulfill myself. Yes. So it will always be at the expense of others. That will give me eventually the ability to fulfill myself, express myself in the best possible way. Sorry, now you're talking off the point. Because what might give you a good feeling maybe isn't you exerting your privileges, but you serving the rights of someone else. A feeling, that's something completely different. Rights, it means to fulfill my ego. So maybe we, as a society, have to decide what are each and everyone's rights for children, for grown-ups, women, men, elder people, and so on and so forth. Then we do have to determine things this way and correspondingly to say how much of this, this, and that does everyone need. And to provide a person with that if possible. These are that person's rights. There are laws in a country. The problem is that more or less these laws, they're present, starting with the Constitution and through all of its details. And if not, then the court can settle this. The problem is that you're talking about a gray area where it doesn't work because it depends on a person's education. This is why I'm talking about education all the time. You're asking about equality, democracy, a good attitude. Where is that? Democracy, by law, is something completely different than what you mean, or equality. What is equality? So there are laws. A pregnant woman that gets on a bus, you make place for her to sit. There are even such designated places for pregnant women. But there are things that you can't write down, which is considered to be a right or equality. It's a thousand different details. I suppose that the law is equal for everyone, but I'm talking in practice. It will happen only due to education. What are we doing wrong? What's missing? Education. I look at children, at school, the way they beat each other up, the way they shout, they curse, the way they behave during breaks or with their teachers. I see that neither equality nor anything else will work. Today, many times, people have to really fight for their rights. It's true that there's a law, but everyone has to be a lawyer. Right. If you're not sophisticated enough, eventually you don't get your rights. So we've reached a state where soon courts won't accept any more cases because you know how many cases they have? for 50 years ahead. So go to court. And, okay, so moving on to the next level of rights or privileges, where you said that my right is to give to others. How is it different than what's happening today? It's democracy and equality and the true relations between people, where they actually discover that they're living in a society which is like one family. And if not today, then in 20 years, in 100 years, we'll discover that we're interdependent, that the entire world is a small global village, and that this is how we all have to treat each other. What is it about this way of looking at a person's rights which allows us to build a better society? Because today everyone's frustrated, and we see, according to statistics and everything else, what is it about the rights as you describe them, where I give to others? What is it about it that corrects our society, that creates a better society, that will eventually allow all of us to feel good? It depends on education. I can educate people in a way that they will understand that bestowing to others is the right, is their privilege, and that this fulfills them with great, limitless pleasure, not at anyone's expense. Only this way can I do it. When I give something to my baby, does the baby enjoy? I think so. Do I enjoy? Yes. Is someone lacking something as a result? No. This is how it should be. Only my problem is, how will I see that the other is my relative, that he's close to me, that I'll be happy to give him and derive pleasure from it? How does that happen? Through education. And without that, nothing will work. We're necessarily coming closer to each other according to the development of human evolution, and we'll reach a state where we'll start slaughtering each other. What is it about education that allows me to open my heart towards someone else, to feel the other as someone close? How can education do that? Education seems like something technical. How can education open a person's heart? In education, you can teach a person how to be polite, when to say yes, when to say no, to lie, put things straight. Education teaches a person how to lie. To a certain degree, it works, but from a certain point, it doesn't. It doesn't open my heart. Right. But I'm talking about the opening of the heart. How? We have the exact method of how to do this. We have to start doing it in practice, not to hear polite words and the nonsense that people say, but we have to sit people in practice and start working with them for them to feel that they can form between them a positive force, and that positive force will balance the negative force of their ego. And then, when everyone, on the one hand, wants to take everything for himself, against that, the positive force will become revealed between people, where each will want to give others and will get a great pleasure as a result. From giving to others, it's like when you give to your baby. The very same way, we can draw the same force that exists in nature that a mother feels when she gives to her baby. The very same way, each one of us can get this force from nature. It's called the force of the mother, the force of Bina, for us to treat others this way as to a baby. And we'll feel pleasure as a result, as a result of giving. So the education is to some extent about connecting with that force of nature that you're talking about. It all depends on my education, maybe not the education that you mean. I'm talking about what I mean when I say education. I mean the integral way of education, where I know how to awaken within people the maternal force towards everyone else, which is something more internal. Of course. Okay, I'd like to ask something else about equality. We see that today we have no equality. We don't see that really there's any kind of equality between people, neither the way we appreciate people, the way we treat different people, socially, not with respect to the social gaps. What is the measure for true social equality? How can I examine that society is truly in a state of equality? We don't have this measure. Like we just said, that these things, they are above us. You measure equality to the extent of a person's attitude towards others, the extent to which he wants for the benefit of others. Only this way, when people want to treat each other nicely, then to the extent of this good attitude towards each other, you measure equality. I don't understand. I understand that it's hard to explain. I'm trying. Look, everyone's different? Yes. We can't make everyone similar? Of course not. Okay, what can we do? Through education, like I just talked about, we can reach a state where everyone will be able to bestow from himself to others. Then, this way, by people bestowing to each other, we can measure the degree of their equality. Only this way. Because we have no other way to compare people, to measure their equality. How can you measure whether they're equal or not? So I'm asking, is there something external? No, there's no such measure because everyone has different needs. Everyone has a different outlook. Everyone changes from day to day. And so it's impossible to make everyone the same height, having the same character, the same attitude, the same everything. Equality doesn't exist this way. Equality can be only on condition that everyone wants to bestow to others, and then to the extent to which a person bestows to others, to the extent of one's education, this will more or less determine, and more or less, because it's not simple, the measure of equality. Let's put it this way. We can determine equality in a more practical way. Everything that I want for myself, first of all, I have to give it to others. But do they need it or not? Still, it's a kind of a person's inner scrutiny with himself. It's not something comparative towards someone else. Sure, you want to see how to do it practically wise? Yes. It's very simple. Like in a family. I already said that we have reached a state where all of humanity are as one family. They're in strife, problems, but let's say that we're all connected as one family. How would you then see these things about everyone being equal? You're talking about the care and the mutual giving. Only to the extent to which each cares for the others. It can't be any other way. Otherwise, how can you compare a bottle of baby food for your baby, a bottle of beer for your husband, and a small cookie for yourself, and so on and so forth? And what's first, and what's next, and so on, only to the extent of the good relations between people. So it's to the extent to which I care and to the extent to which someone else is content with it. As a result of this education, the moment you start with this education, there's nothing to measure, only to exert yourself in this direction. Is it possible to have a society of equals where still there are big differences economically wise between people? I don't think so. I'll tell you. There are people that they have to be rich. They need it. They need it because they need not to work. They have to think. They have to go around. And in the meantime, they acquire knowledge and the right attitude. And these are people that later on go to the government and become managers. And it's not that they have to work and work like workers. There are these, and there are those. Or he's an artist, so he needs his freedom. Or he's a writer, he also needs his freedom and special conditions, as opposed to those that work in the municipality or a factory or something. So it's not a measure for true equality. No, never. Neither according to wealth or freedom or anything else, but only according to the education that everyone's given and to the extent to which later on they contribute to society, this is what you'll get. Contributing to society. Contributing to society is contributing to the well-being of society, meaning that everyone, as much as they can, they want to complete whatever is lacking. That's the key? That's the key. And therefore, you can't elaborate on it, explain everything in detail. If I want to contribute my share to society, and you that are completely different also want to contribute to society from the bottom of your heart, and so does Yael. By this, we become equals, even though that from nature we're different. Of course, that's the equality, that's the true democracy. That gives us what? Everyone mutually cares for the well-being of society. And then everyone feels good. I don't have to care for myself, because if everyone cares for me, I don't have to care for myself. And if I care for everyone, they don't have to worry about my part that I'll give them for sure. So what follows is that we get everything, and we're completely content, and no one has to worry about anything. It's heaven. Is it possible or is it utopia? Everything depends on the education. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.